This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. The end of the legislative session is less than 3 weeks away, and lawmakers in the Texas House are racing against a Thursday midnight deadline. Bills that originated in the House must receive tentative approval by then, or they die. There are ways to resurrect the intent of the bills, but passing those measures becomes a lot more difficult. The City of San Antonio's Government Affairs Director, Jeff Coyle, says there are two big bills on his radar screen right now. One places a cap on the increased amount of money a city can collect. Coyle says San Antonio has mounted a full court press to keep it from passing.
We've had mayors and police chiefs and fire chiefs and sheriffs and officials all across the state at the Capitol this week urging the legislature not to tie the financial hands of local governments. And the fact of the matter is the rise in property taxes is not a result of city budgets being out of control. It's rising property values, and it's the fact that school taxes make up most of your bill, and the state legislature continues to reduce its share of what they spend on public schools, which then shifts the burden to local taxpayers. So that's the real problem that legislators could solve, but some are focused on cities, and we hope to defeat that legislation.
The issue here is that there are legislators who want to reduce the amount of revenue that the city could bring in. Right now, you can raise your budget 8% without going to the voters for permission. Some lawmakers want to reduce that to 4 or 5%.
Yeah, it started at 4%. It passed out of the Senate at 5%. It's now in the House with a more complicated formula. It's 3% plus inflation, the consumer price index. No matter how you cut it, it is more restrictive than the flexibility that cities maintain today. And so from a public safety perspective, which is the majority of our local budget, there's nothing about this bill that would make public safety funding better. What our voters in San Antonio consistently tell the city is they want more police officers, better fire protection, better streets, more parks and libraries. And we can't do those things if the state legislature says, sorry, we're not going to let you generate the money that you believe is correct for serving your community.
Another bill that you're watching very closely is a House bill that deals with the city's ability to annex. As you were telling me, that has a very specific implication for our military bases.
It's understandable that people would say we want the right to vote before we get annexed, but the issue is much more complicated than that. It is critically important for San Antonio that we protect our military bases from encroachment of development around them. And in the city, we've largely done that. But in the areas that are county, we don't have those same protections. And so our city council is moving forward with annexations that bring in areas around our bases so that we can protect them. Our military installations in San Antonio generate $49 billion a year. So while we understand some people are looking at their own tax bills and not wanting to be annexed and see city taxes added to their bills, we understand that the military presence here affects everyone. And if we lose those bases, we all lose.
Several of the issues that relate to this annexation is the city's ability to control light exposure and noise that might be disruptive to military training and maneuvers. Is that correct?
That's right. So in the city, we have a lighting ordinance. We have a sound ordinance that developers have to build homes that mitigate the noise. And we have zoning. So the combination of those things allows us to ensure that development around our bases is compatible with the military mission. In the county, we can't do that. It's not our jurisdiction. And so by annexing county property and bringing it into the city, we can extend those protections that not just we, but the Department of Defense has said are necessary to protecting our bases.
Jeff Coyle, you are Director of Government and Public Affairs for the City of San Antonio. I know you're going to be watching the progression of bills tonight, and we'll check back with you as the legislative session moves forward.
Shelley, thanks so much.